It's like the second I'm not directly engaging you, you float away into your phone, into whatever research you recently decided to do. It's always research, because you're a nerd. Liking to learn is pretty much the definition of being a nerd. So yeah, you're kind of a nerd. No. I hate learning. I want to know everything, but I want to learn nothing. You see, one of those things takes exceptional amounts of effort, and the other one just, I know it. That I would love. Plus, I would make fewer questionable decisions. In fact, you couldn't question me because I would know everything in this hypothetical universe where I expended no effort in order to gather all the knowledge of the cosmos. So, what knowledge of the cosmos are you gathering today? Odd. It's just not like you to be dodgy, I guess. It's a bit dodgy. Just tell me what you're researching so you can rant about it or whatever, be a nerd, and then maybe you can come back to Earth and we can have a conversation. You're really not going to tell me, are you? What exactly were you watching over there? And why was your volume at zero anyway? I noticed when you tried to show me that video and you had to turn your volume up. Uh-huh. The amount of times you've accidentally played something out loud because your volume is always at max, and you're telling me that you always have your volume at zero. Not buying it. Hand it over. Come on. Give it to me. Show me what you've been researching. Well, now I am deathly curious. There is one thing in this world I will expend the effort to know, and that is what you are trying to know. Come on. Let's see it. Why would you be embarrassed? It's educational. Look, you're a fucking nerd. All right, but it's not, like, offensive or something. I just tease you. Granted, I tease you a lot. But it's just teasing. So let me see it. This isn't right, is it? I mean, I swear you already went down this rabbit hole, didn't you? Like a month ago, maybe more like 2 or 3 weeks. I swear I remember you talking about it. Look, I know I'm a dumb fuck, but my memory isn't totally shot. All right, let's just history. Hey, be open with me, all right? I'm your best friend. This is what we do. Okay. Let's see. Blowjob. Is this research? Okay, well, explains the varying sources of these educational clips, I guess. Research, really? I mean, you just do it. You're going to be good at it. They always feel good. the guy is going to love it. Whatever guy, I don't know. I guess I didn't even think about that part. Is this as specific for some kind of application? Okay, you're just interested in the art of fellatio? I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's a surprise to me. I guess this isn't the type of thing I'd expect you to research. And then again, I've never looked through your browser histories before. So, Well, it's good that you're not just sticking to one website, I guess. Seems quite varied. Let's see this. Okay, it's not like a tutorial or anything. It's just a... Whoa. Okay. I can see how that would be research. Damn. That is quite a technique. Yeah. Anyway, good work keeping your sources varied and not relying on one particular thing. I would not mind seeing the rest of this. But anyway, you shouldn't just spoil all the magic of something. You should do it. You can research some things. Obviously, you're not going to be able to know everything from an experience point of view. No one can do everything. But you can do this. I mean, it's pretty mundane. Well, okay, whatever. It's common, right? It's easy access. I'm positive you can find someone willing to offer up their cock for a blowjob. You do not need to research this to such a degree. I mean, I have one. You've never expressed interest. And I guess it would just be educational with you anyway. It seems to be your shtick. You're really obsessed with something for a little while, and then you are not interested in it at all. So I doubt it would change the nature of anything. I'm mostly kidding. Everyone wants one. I always want one. That's not the point. I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm kind of thinking of you in a different way now. I mean, I would be glad to help you research, if you would like. I assume that there's someone you would rather give it to, but if you're wanting to give them the perfect blowjob the first time, then, I mean, you will need practice. Wait, is this actually... Oh. Yeah, I mean, that was a nice video. She really knew what she was doing. I'm hoping you're that good, too. It's been a while since I've had a get really good at the things that you invest time into. Is the teasing part of what you learned? You always were good at research, I suppose. More than hard enough. I'd like this to continue. Very much. Oh, God. Well, again, you never asked. It is a nice cock. You're the one who's doing all the research. Shouldn't you know how to start? Just do what feels right. Again, you can't research everything. Some things just need to be done. That's a good start. Oh, you have a nice tongue. Now something in that video. They are not replicating. I would like you to. She was topless. You're not wearing a bra, I can tell. Take it off for me. Fuck yes. God. That just makes it even more visually appealing. Not that it's not already a visual feast. You didn't only learn to tease, did you? Not really a complaint, but I would like to come today. Was that not part of it? I think that's an important aspect of the blowjob curriculum, don't you? How deep can you take it? I know I'm kind of big, but I'm just curious. Fuck. No, it's okay. The reflex feels good. It's not about not having it. It's about controlling it. Yeah. Because the muscle feels good. That is impressive. You're sure that you're just researching this? No hands-on demonstrations, or I guess lips-on demonstrations. Well, that makes me feel special. Speaking of hands, is this a completely hands-free demonstration, or... Fair enough. That already feels very good. I don't think he's going to be disappointed. Fuck. That feels so goddamn good. I think it's kind of easy to miss in videos if you don't know what you're looking for. But, holy fuck. Okay, maybe not that much tongue. Oh, that feels good. Oh, God. What was that noise? No, it's okay. I mean, I did twitch, but I'm not gonna come. Not yet. God, you're good. And you look so fucking good, sucking cock. God, I wish I could have this every day. This would help my stress levels considerably. God, I always knew you were a good girl, but this is next fucking level. I hope this isn't completely academic for you. Because it is very much not for me. Fuck. I know where you got this one. This is familiar from the yo. If you want to practice a while, you should slow down. Oh God, that's good. Faster. Okay, that was a bigger twitch. It's I'm close. Fuck. Stay. Fuck. Yeah. Quite a bit shorter than that. Yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't see the cum. Did you swallow already? Oh, good fucking girl. Oh, God damn. What? You didn't come across that in your research? Well. That is a whole other category of research you're going to have to engage in then. But in the meantime, I could give you more of a practical demonstration about what it means that you're such a good girl.